There's a Rashi in this week's parsha that always struck me. I always wondered why Dafka Rashi says what he says. So let's take a look. The Torah tells us in Perek Tes, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, after they get off the Mabla, after Noach plants a vineyard, after Noach gets drunk, and after he finds himself in a disgraceful predicament. So the Torah tells us, V'yikach Shem V'yefes, Es Asimla V'yisimu Al Shechem Shnehem V'yilchu Achoranis, V'yichasu Es Ervas Avim Ufneim Achoranis, V'Ervas Avim Lo Ra'u. So the Torah says that Shem and Yefes took this cloak or took a sheet, whatever it was. They walked with it on their shoulders, walking backwards so as not to see their father's nakedness, and they covered up their father. So you look at the pasuk and pay attention to the grammar. It says v'yasimu v'yelchu and v'yachasu, that they carried it and they walked backwards and they covered up. But at the beginning of the Torah, beginning of the pasuk, it says v'yikach Shem v'yefes as simla. So you could say maybe they did it together, but that kind of goes against the rest of the pasuk that's written b'lashon rabim. So they obviously weren't mamish hand in hand doing this. And Rashi notes that. Rashi says, "Ink siv kan v'yikchu ela v'yikach." Limit al shem shinis amitz mitzah yoser miyefes. Rashi says, based on the words of v'yikach, that Shem actually took initiative, or he was, you know, more enthusiastic about this mitzvah than his brother Yefes was. And because of that, Rashi says that Shem's children were zocha to talis shel tzitzis, and Yefes was zocha to the mitzvah of or to kfura for his children. So we see that they are both rewarded for their action. Just Shem's children were zocha to tzitzis, which seems to be a higher level. And Yefes, who wasn't as, you know, enthusiastic about the mitzvah, was zocha to kfura, for his children. So I always wondered, they both did something very nice. Why did they dafka get tzitzis and kfura? There could have been a million different things that they could have got as reward. So I want to point out three things that hopefully can resonate a little bit. The Maharal writes in his Gor Aryeh, his commentary on Rashi, we've quoted him many times before here in class, he says the following. He said the two brothers, they were concerned with the kavod of their father. And because they were concerned, they were chas al kvodo, since they were concerned with the kavod of Noach, they were zoche to two things that represent kavod, tzitzis and kfura. Says the Maharal that kfura is all about kavod because we don't want to have a body lying there in a state of bizayon. It's disgraceful. It's terrible if there's just a body there on the ground. And because of kavod ames, and we don't want to be mevaza, we don't want to belittle and disgrace the body, we bury it in the ground. And tzitzis is also a kavod for the goof. We know the Gemara in Shabbos tells us on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel that our clothing are really something that give us honor. They give us kavod. We know the Kohen Gadol, the Big Day Kahuna was all about kavod l'sefares. It's all about giving us the sense of honor and glory and making us honorable. So says the Maharal, so why is it that tzitzis went to Shem who did the mitzvah on a higher level, let's say. So the Maharal says, what does it mean he was nis'ameitz b'mitzvah yoser, and therefore he was zochet the tzitzis? So the Maharal says, first of all, that the tzitzis is greater than the kfura, because tzitzis is for a person when his guf is with his neshama, whereas the kfura is really just for the guf itself. And the Maharal is indicating that Yefes was acting for the honor of his father, but not just on a human, you know, I care about your body, but he understood that each person is created b'tzelem Elokim. He was worried not just about the physical honor of his father, but the spiritual honor of his father. Someone who's created with a neshama, someone who's created b'tzelem Elokim, to be in this drunken stupor and to be naked in such a disgraceful way, in such an embarrassing manner. So he said, I have to take care of him. And again, it wasn't just a physical tzad, but there was a spiritual component there, and that's why he was zocha to get a mitzvah that's derech kavod, that's honorable, both when a person, when a person is alive, both with his guf and his neshama, whereas Yefes, the Maharal points out, is related to the word yofi. It's all about looking good. It's all about more the physical. He was concerned about the physical optics of Noach's predicament, and because of that, he was zoche to kfura, which is really just for the guf, not with the neshama anymore. That's the Maharal, again, to be concerned for the kavod of their father. Shem was concerned for the spiritual and physical honor of his father, whereas Yefes was more concerned about the physical honor of his father. Rav Soloveitchik is a beautiful idea. I found this in Nefesh Rav, quoted by Rav Shechter Shlita. Rav Shechter, we have him up on the wall over here. So Rav Shechter Shlita writes in a Sefer Nefesh Rav, which is all about Rav Soloveitchik, and I think this is quoted also in the Mesoras HaRav Chumash. I don't know if you guys saw that. They have it in the library here in school. Fantastic. Highly recommend everybody reading that whenever you have some free time. So Rav Shechter quotes the Rav saying something really cool. He says that they had different motivations for their actions. Shem was motivated by his ethics and by his morals. Right? What did he value? What was true? What was an absolute truth? What did he have to do? Meaning these things obligate a person so much, they should compel us to act in a way, even when no one's around. No one's going to watch what you're doing. You're by yourself in your room, but if you believe something is true, you believe something is right, it's correct, then you have to do it. So when he saw his father in this embarrassing situation, so he immediately acted to save his father. He said, I can't have him be in this embarrassing, you know, situation. And because of that, his descendants, his children, were given the mitzvah of tzitzis. Why? So says Rav Soloveitchik, because we all wear our tzitzis. Everyone here in this class wears their tzitzis underneath their shirt. Most people wear their tzitzis under the shirt. The talis katan, the tzitzis under the shirt. Why is that? So fringes out, fringes not, strings out. Maybe yes, maybe no. But the idea is that we're given something, we're given a mitzvah, which no one else can see. It's under your shirt. No one sees if you're wearing tzitzis or not. And it's a reflection of Shem's emphasis on doing what's right, even when no one sees it. If you believe it's true, you have to do it. Whereas Yefes, again, as the Maral pointed out, it's all about Yofi. What looks good? Yefes is motivated by the optics, meaning there's social norms, there's social etiquette, and there's peer pressure. So he helped cover up his father only after he saw his brother take initiative. Okay, he's doing something, he needs some help, the sheep is a little big, I'll go help him carry it, because that's the right thing to do. It not even so much it's the right thing to do, but it's the appropriate thing to do, meaning it looks good. And as a result, he was given the reward, his children should be buried. So why is that? Because Kfura, explains Rav Soloveitchik, is related to Kavod HaBrios. It's basic human dignity. And human dignity, right, that's a lot about, it dictates how we act and how we relate to one another. All about being Adam L'Chavir, or that's Kavod HaBrios. So again, Shem acted because he believed that this was true, and it was right, and he had to do it. That's why he was given the mitzvah of tzitzis. Whereas Yefes was really a lower level based on Rashi, right? It's the lower level of, I'm just going to do what's proper, what's socially correct in this situation. He was given his children got Kfura. The last idea I just wanted to share is this notion from Rav Steinman. Rav Steinman, I saw in his Sefer Ayelas HaShachar, also has a beautiful idea. He says, or the Musar that he takes from this Rashi is that you can have two people who do the exact same thing and can have two entirely different consequences. We see just how much Kavana and intent and mindfulness plays the role that they play in Judaism. In a day in and day out interactions, the rituals, the mitzvot that we perform every single day, Kavana plays such a significant role. We know that there's this massive sugya of mitzvos tzrichos kavana. Without getting into it right now, just to recognize just how critical it is. I've been studying a little bit for Hilchos Shabbos Bechina, and I was learning it with my brother-in-law a little bit over Sukkos. But the notion just in general about melechas machshavos, right? To do melacha on Shabbos, you need to have kavana, you need to have intent. There's a notion of a davar she'ino miskaven. And davar she'ino miskaven, the classic example given is if you take a bench and you drag it. Will it make a hole? It might, it may not. You're not sure. You're eno miskaven. And because of that, it's mutter. Why? Because it lacks melechas masheves. It lacks intent. But this is true in so many other areas. First of all, just in Shabbos in general, right? Setting up the lights in your house for Shabbos, turning on the lights in your den or wherever you are, you're going to hang out on Shabbos, or showering on Friday, all those things relate to Kavod Shabbos, to recognize when you step into the, when you go, and you're getting ready for Shabbos, have kavana that this is it's a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. When someone makes kiddush for other people, this is an important halacha. The Mishnah Berurah says that the one making kiddush, the mekadesh, needs to have kavana to be motzi those listening, and the shomim, those listeners, need to have kavana to be yotze kiddush. I joke with one of my other brothers-in-law. He always holds his dalad minim upside down, meaning he holds his ween. Excuse me. Most people hold their dalad minim. They hold their esrog specifically upside down. Make the bracha so it's over las yasan, and then you flip it over to shake lulav and esrog. My brother-in-law. Tishtik, I don't know why he does it, but he's adamant. When he makes the brach, he holds it right side up. But he always says that he has negative kavana, meaning when he holds his esrog right side up, it's not to be mekayem the mitzvah, and only after he makes the brach does he have kavana that it should count. But we see that kavana has an incredibly important role in our avodas Hashem, in mitzvos, and in everything that we do, in our tefillah, to have kavana. And I think that's something important to think about, that our actions and the consequences of our actions are all about the kavonos that we have, and I think it helps to be a little bit more mindful, to be a little bit more thoughtful, whatever it is that we're doing, to think about why we're doing what we're doing. So those, again, are three takes on Shem and Yefes' reward, Tzitzis and Kfura. We had the Maral who said they were both relating to the kavod of their father. Shem got Tzitzis because he was concerned not just about the physical kavod, but also the spiritual kavod of his father, whereas Yefes was more about the physical. That's why they got Kfura. We had Rav Soloveitchik who spoke about something that's an ethic, something that is a value to you, you do, even if no one's around, you do it. And we spoke about in class the other week about saying thank you or saying please and thank you to Alexa. You know, if one burps and no one's around, it's late at night, do you still say excuse me? The answer is yes, right? We're trying to ingrain, these are morals, these are values that we believe in, and you do them even when no one's looking. That's why they got tzitzis, because no one sees it. It's under our shirts. Whereas Yefes was all about social etiquette. That's why they got that's why they were zochet kvura, which is all about kavod abrios, and this notion from Rav Steinman that it's all about having kavana in our actions, in our avodas Hashem, to make sure they're infused with mindfulness and meaning and kavana.